We are talking about teasing this afternoon. Now, teasing has its benefits, there's no doubt about it, and one of the benefits of it is it's a nice way to handle conflict. Using laughter to strengthen your relationship and resolve disagreements. We've all heard that laughter is the best medicine, and it's true. Laughter relieves stress, elevates moods, enhances creativity, and makes you more resilient. But it's not just good for your emotional and physical health, it's also good for your relationships. Laughter brings people closer together and creates intimacy. And it's an especially powerful tool for managing conflict and reducing tension when emotions are running high. Whether it's your partner, your husband or wife, or friends or family, co-workers, you can learn to use humor and play to soothe over disagreements, lower everyone's stress levels, and communicate in a way that builds up the relationship rather than breaks it down. Humor plays an important role in all kinds of relationships. In new relationships, humor can be an effective tool not just for attracting the other person, but also for overcoming an awkwardness or embarrassment that arises during the process of getting to know one another. If the couple had just come together, or in a more older relationship where you have a marriage that has gone over 20, 30 years, humor can keep things exciting, fresh and vibrant. It can also help you get past conflicts, disagreements, and a tiny aggression that can build up over time and wreck even the strongest of a relationship. So sharing the pleasure of humor creates a sense of intimacy and connection between people, qualities that define solid, successful relationship. When you laugh with one another, you create a positive bond between you. And this bond acts as a strong buffer against stress, disagreement, disappointment, and bad patches in the relationship. And laughter really is contagious. Just hearing someone laugh primes you to smile and join the fun. So it brings you closer. And one of the unique things of humor, there are some people who have this ability to use it at the time of conflict. Conflict is inevitable in all relationships. It may take the form of a major discord between husband and wife, or simply petty aggression that have built up over time. Either way, how you manage the conflict can often determine how successful your relationship will be. When conflict and disagreement throw a wrench in your relation, then humor and playfulness can help lighten things up and restore a sense of connection. So use skillfully and respectfully. A little lighthearted humor can quickly turn conflict and tension into an opportunity for shared fun. However, the big question is now, how do you gauge whether someone is teasing you, someone is being humorous, someone is saying something lighthearted? Does the person have sincere intentions, or is there a hidden agenda? So humor should be equally fun and enjoyable for everyone involved. If others don't think you're joking or teasing is funny, stop immediately. Before you start playing around, take a moment to consider your motives as well as the other person's state of mind and sense of humor. So before teasing someone, at that moment, do you feel calm, clear-headed, and connected to the person? Is your true intent to communicate positive feelings, or are you taking a dig, expressing anger, or laughing at the other person's expense? Are you sure that the joke will be understood and appreciated? Are you aware of the emotional tone of the nonverbal messages you are sending? Are you giving off positive, warm signals to a negative or hostile tone? Are you sensitive to the nonverbal signals that the other person is sending you? Do they seem open and receptive to your humor, or close and offended? Are you willing and able to back off if the other person responds negatively to the joke? And if you say or do something that offends, it's easy for you to immediately apologize. So these are some of the points that we need to take into consideration when using humor. So when you use humor effectively, then that can have a very strong impact and it can bring you closer. But if you use it in the wrong way, you may offend someone. And someone may have issues of their own, which they grappling with, and you do not know, and you then, by making light of it, you are touching on or opening old wounds. So the easiest way to make jokes or to have humor is to use self-deprecating humor. What is self-deprecating humor? That is where you make fun of yourself. We all love people who don't take themselves too seriously and are able to gently poke fun at their own failings. After all, we're all flawed and we all make mistakes. So if you're having a bad hair day, a hair day, or you just spilled coffee over yourself, make a joke about it. Even if the joke falls flat or comes out wrong, the only person you risk offending is yourself. And once you're comfortable making jokes about yourself, you can broaden your range, include other types of humor. So a good point to start off is with self-deprecating humor, and then to learn the art, and that is something that could be really useful.